Are you a disappointment to your father?
Well, you don't have to be if you get your dad the best headphones available.
If your dad loves music and hearing it in high quality, then get the highest rated over-the-air headphones on the market. Your dad can get licensed band shawls to show off his favorite band while listening with Hilt Blocker noise canceling to block out the rest of the world and his awful children. You can play it smart with convenient payment plans and getting an additional $40 off with the code DADJOKE at checkout, and get express shipping to make sure your dad gets it on time. To celebrate fathers everywhere, here's a dad joke. Did you hear about the French cheese factory explosion? There was nothing left but debris. Let us know if you have a better dad joke in the comments, and get your dad heavies with the discount code DADJOKE. He might actually be proud of you for once.
Welcome back to the podcast that rocked, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you for joining us, especially all you live watchers on YouTube. In the YouTube chat, if we hit 50 likes, we will play at least one round of Festival Rock or Flop. Please hit the like button and tell your friends. The more friends you tell, the higher your credit score goes. I promise for every one person you tell, your credit score will go up 1 point. I promise. We are
don't
here.
Hold Luke to that.
No. It's legit. Alex did the math. It really will happen. I promise. That's an Alex Gray promise. Okay. That is May 28th, 2025. Thank you all for joining us right on this lovely Wednesday evening, or whatever time it is for you. I'm trying to be a little bit more chipper because this week is weird. I don't even know how else to say it. I felt a little bad sending some of the stories to my podcast co-host about stuff we have to talk about because some of this cannot go unnoticed and unspoken. So, while you're all sharing leaks and telling things and all that, and I have a sleepy puppy right outside the door, thank you all so much for tuning in. Hope you're all doing well. Alex, Rowan, are you both okay? Alex?
Doing well. Thank you for asking.
Rowan, how about you?
Reeling in from the hangover, but besides that, I'm doing pretty good.
How long was that hangover? You said you were gone over the weekend.
3 hurricanes and a hand grenade. Anyone from Louisiana knows.
It's hour 96 of my hangover.
Also, by the way, when you're standing in the hot sun for breakfast for 30 minutes.
That's true. If you're dehydrated and drinking all that. Yeah, you got...
my mind because I can't get coffee.
What a vacation. How relaxing. All right. As I share my screen with my friends, we are first going to go over something that is very unfortunate, but we did not cover last week because it happened after the podcast. Wabam. Unfortunately, we lost several notable names over the past 7 days. It started out with a big plane crash in Southern California that also included Dave Shapiro and Daniel Williams. Daniel Williams was the former drummer of The Devil Wears Prada, and Dave Shapiro was a big label and music industry man for many different names, including Pierce the Veil, Sum 41, and even Vanessa Carlton. It extended outside of rock. He did a lot behind the scenes for many big names, and way too young to go for all 6 of these people who are all part of the music industry as well. That sucks. Alex, Rowan, any thoughts on this? I know so many people have covered literally everything about this so far. But Alex, you have anything you want to add?
It's just a bummer. I mean, we've already all shared our sentiments. It's a really, unfortunate loss in the music world.
Rowan?
I'm personally the most choked up about Daniel Williams, just because, like, I'm not the biggest Devil Wears Prada fan, but at the same time, Dead Throne is personally one of my favorite metalcore albums ever. So, and I think that was like the last one he did with the band. So, like,
it was at that time frame. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I just love that record. His drumming on it is amazing, and it just sucks to hear.
It does. And all 6 of these people are way too young, some of which were parents. So all these things, this is as tragic as it gets for a lot of people. This was a plane crash. Like, they were trying to get details to as soon as possible to figure out who was flying and all things like that, and like trying to uncover things without being the TMZ-esque invasive stuff, which definitely happens, unfortunately. Hearts go out to all the families of these people and literally everyone in the industry who has benefited and been greatly touched by these people, because all 6 of these people definitely work to help others. And that is rare. So We also, just 2 days ago, lost a guitar legend in Rick Derringer. If you're not familiar with Rick Derringer, he worked from everyone from Ringo Starr to Weird Al, and he worked a lot of albums. Lost him 2 days ago. This is more natural life causes and things like that at 77. This man is rock, royalty, and history in a nutshell. So if you're curious of all the stuff he's done in the 70s, like just the little blurbs he has, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, he worked with Ringo Starr and Ringo Starr's band. He did I want to say 5 albums with Weird Al, playing with him. There's so many other things, and I know it's going to be brought up. He was the guitarist and everything else, the singer on the song Real American, the original theme song for Hulk Hogan in the 80s. Do not hold that against Rick Derringer. He did not know how bad of a person Hulk Hogan was. So, yep. And also, yeah, in the chat, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo will always be a banger. Yes, people know the phrase Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo without even hearing the song.
Yeah.
So,
rest in peace.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to do this now, pay actual respects before we're getting into the weird week that we're about to go over, because it definitely feels like it's been pouring lately with losing a lot of band members, things like that. Like, it was less than 2 weeks ago, Dropout King singer passed, you know, and things like that. We briefly talked about that because we were still finding out information. So if God, the deities, the universe, and everything else involved is listening, maybe a week off, maybe.
Yeah. Just give us a break, man.
Yeah, just a little bit. Summer's here. Come on, just take a little break. So,
yeah.
Thank you all for sitting with us for that. I know we try to make this positive, light, and cheery, but we wanted to talk a little. We had to address some of this. Come on. I'm not the
We have to pay our respects.
Yeah, I'm not the heartless monster you all think I am in the comments. And Alex and Rowan are both nice, so.
Thanks. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I always try to make sure you two are not thrown under the bus when I'm getting dragged under the bus in the comments on my channel.
Yeah, these guys are cool.
yes, that's right. Someone just said Hulk Hogan. I explained well that Rick Derringer should not be blamed for any of that. That's not on him. He made the song.
Just was getting a paycheck.
Yes, in the 80s too. No way he would have known. Okay, no way. So
exactly.
Come on. Although you're allowed to make whatever Hulk Hogan jokes you want, I don't care. I don't care about that at all. He deserves them.
Oh yeah, brother.
We now go. Alex, save your impersonations for later. We have one story. We're going to need your impersonation on someone. You know, just save your voice. You're going to need it.
I have several guesses who it is.
We now go to our main story, which is what's in the title this week. Ice Nine Kills has not been on the positive side of the press over the last year. They should be playing with Metallica, still selling out tour dates, doing tons of fun stuff. They keep promising new music and saying they're promoting stuff. They're still selling merch.
Terrifier collaboration was awesome.
Yes. I mean, they're definitely working. They're getting like so many other things going on. This is a band, especially with Spencer Chartus. The wheels are always turning. There's always something on the horizon in some format, right? Well, apparently, they decided to have a little Memorial Day merch sale like every other band has ever done. You know, that's just how it is. And the image they showed was definitely AI. It was almost obvious as soon as it was posted. Picture of Jason and Freddie having a barbecue. 50% now, blah, blah, blah. On paper, this seems harmless enough, but it is 100% AI. By the way, I highly doubt this was by the band. I highly, highly doubt Spencer's like, screw it, let's just use ChatGPT from now on. I just can't see that, right? I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's unlikely. Now, that's not the real story now, because they had a definite response to all the naysay, the fans and critics alike, both complaining about this and making arguments about this for a band who is super creative and used actual artists for so many things. Their response, let me get ready for this, be professional, and we'll get to all super chats at the end. Thank you, Lone Wolf. From Ice Nine Kills, all social media. We are vigorously investigating the disturbing claims that a recent promotional image was sloppily birthed by AI. We solemnly pledge to get to the bottom of this horrific headline making crime against Redditors. For now, enjoy our new photo promo photo taken just moments ago. And the photo was the six of them in raging AI. Speaking of Hulk Hogan, that looks like they're all on the Hulk Hogan vitamins diet and not actual vitamins. It's the illegal vitamins from the 80s and 90s and probably today. Yes, the boos are warranted.
Cringe.
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 Cringe. Okay.
Cringe.
You caught me off guard. Well done. I'm not going to say it's I've been snarky. And I'm way lower on the totem pole than I'll ever be to Ice Nine Kills with whatever audience I have. This is not how you handle PR. Oh, you didn't like us using AI? Well, guess what, Redditor chuds? Here you go.
Edgy. Well, if you get mad, you're doing exactly what they want. You gotta remember that.
I guess what they wanted was to sell merch. Is either of these things going to help them sell merch?
It got their, it got people's attention.
Attention's one free,
it drew
though.
People's eyes.
Attention's free. Yeah, well, that's true. But so could a car crash and a fire. That doesn't mean something benefits from it.
Dude, if it sells, it sells. They don't care how.
If that's the thing, did it? Cause I didn't, I don't know if this is really such a great sales technique.
Yeah, but the chances are much higher now because so many more of us are talking about it. So it's like, This is going to reach new audiences it wasn't going to reach before. Thanks, AI.
I guess. Maybe. Yeah. It was surprising, first off, because it was Ice Nine Kills, a creative band who has done so many photo shoots and promotional work and other stuff. They have graphic teens and like makeup artists. They're the band that can say, hey, can someone at our office that has all our merch just go set up some merch on a table or decorate it nice and take a photo with their phone and put it online?
We know they have massive teams just based on all of their album artwork, their photo shoots, their videos, their touring, everything. They have a big enough team to have done something equally as awesome, but actually awesome because it was done by a real human instead of whatever this is.
But go ahead, Ron. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, now here's the thing, and I might get crucified here, but I'm not entirely against the idea of using AI for maybe as reference material. If they got this image, maybe more simpler, and they went to an actual artist, or it's like, this is what we want conceptually. We want this art style, we want these characters.
I get what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. That's this is just a placeholder.
Still hiring someone to do the work, though, that an actual artist to make it from that as a reference.
Yeah, but I'm
That's
still saying,
way different.
I feel like AI does have its place and has its usefulness.
Well, okay. We don't need to know about that. If they made this image and then we're like, hey, artist, do this. We don't need to know that there was AI at the root of it. No more AI. Don't put it out.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that's where I think it's okay to use AI.
I get it.
Especially for Ice Nine Kills. They definitely have the money. They definitely have the connections. They collaborate with artists all the time. They could easily find somebody.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I've spoken with
a band.
Go ahead.
When you're a band in their situation or kind of in how they are right now, I feel like that's when you have more of a, oh my God, I'm blanking on the word. They have more of a duty to be like, hey, let's give an artist a chance to shine.
Just to follow up on something, I've spoken to Alex before on this, Rowan, maybe not to you. For AI, I'm not against AI in certain practices. It's been proven successful. And I'm making a video about it right now. It's being edited about AI and rock and metal. But AI in the real world, in science, in the medical field, AI in the business field, using it for statisticians and things like that, reference for actual research, there is a place for AI. When it's not in the creative arts, when it's not actually actively taking something someone's full job, using AI as a graphing calculator or to schedule your calendar, that's not a crime against humanity. It's what you're doing with AI when something like this to have a 50% off of select styles with Jason and Freddie at a barbecue. By the way, Ice Nine Kills could have put a feeler out on social media. Hey, we're looking for a contest to anyone that can draw these two characters at a barbecue. We'll give you free tickets. Thanks. A bajillion Ice Nine fan Kills fans would have submitted.
Absolutely. It would have been like the when Korn did like that same like promo for like their album cover.
Yes, issues. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Just something like that.
That would have been cool. But no, yeah, like to my point, it's like, I just don't I agree with you. I don't like AI being used for commercial purposes, especially AI art, but just like, just using it as reference material where it's like, this is what we are hoping. This is what we had in mind. That I feel like is warranted.
Alex.
Yeah. And then again, I don't want to hear about it though. I don't want to know that you did that because it just, if you still give an artist a job, fine, whatever. That's awesome. Hell yeah. Thank you for giving that artist a job. You know, some of our previous conversations, yes, AI has its place for sure. If you're using AI to quickly do a bunch of math or something, to your point, Luke, absolutely. That's a good way to use it because it can do it way faster than you can. But for anything creative, I'm just going to bring this one home. Don't use AI. Write your own song with AI. Like if you put out, I know a ton of people are messing around with this right now. Holy songs. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? No. AI art? No, don't do it.
Yes. And this is where the conversation shifts a little. And this is the point I make in the video. And this sucks, but I'll use this and I'll wrap it back to Ice Nine Kills. Why in the world would bands like Ice Nine Kills and labels, no matter how successful and how big up there, why would they want to stop? This is exactly what they want because it's fast and sometimes free.
And why it got people's attention.
Why in the world would they want to stop that? Label executives are probably rolling around still happy about something like this. They have to pay for a $9.99 Midjourney subscription and they're set. No more hiring artists.
Label executives are going to see this as like, we got more attention from using AI art than if we did actually use an actual artist. Because like, think about it. If this was like regular art, and this is just like a nice like little merch announcement, no one is going to be talking about it, at least not to nowhere near the level we are talking about it right now.
In a few years, that story is going to be completely different because of how quickly AI is growing. And here's where it's going to start to bite us all in the butt. And I am going to stand by this until the day I die. If you keep firing all these people from doing these jobs, who's going to have enough money to start keep buying your product? Keep replacing all of these people with robots, basically, they're not going to have any money. You're no longer giving them an income to buy your product. And it's eventually going to catch up with itself.
Especially when you're already outpricing people for tickets at shows, Live Nation. But that's a whole different argument right there. It sucks. And I stand by this, going back to a situation like Ice Nine Kills, getting defensive and dunking on Redditors. Do you know how lame that is that I have to be on the Redditor side of this argument? Really? Goodness.
My enemy is my friend.
I guess, but when your reaction is to troll harder, but it makes you look like the biggest loser. Oh, this sucks. Oh, come on. Look at that. This is something like in 10 years from now, some of the band members will have kids and they go, Dad, what the heck was this? And they'll look at it and go, oh, right.
Or they'll be like, how come you work out with your daddy?
They don't care. They show they don't care.
No, they don't. And they don't have to. They don't have to.
They're going to chuckle. It's like, oh, yeah, we did this.
Some of the comments have been even less kind, including, this is the edgy humor of a 13-year-old. Going to pirate y'all's album since we aren't paying artists anymore. Yeah, there's a lot of the long one about being tone deaf. Well, might as well AI generate your new album next. It's like, you're not. Yeah.
The pirate one's clever.
Yes.
It's like that. That's when they actually are like given, like actually being a good threat.
Any other thoughts before we move on from Ice Nine Kills featuring ChatGPT? Is that the new single? That's what it's going to. You think they wouldn't try for something like that in the future just to troll again?
Not even necessarily booing what you said. I'm booing the whole concept.
I just imagine like. Did you guys see like those commercials recently, or it's like how AI has like started talking now, or they can now like they could be like more, they could pass off as more real.
Yes.
Like,
realistic responses, realistic definition. It's no longer serious robot voice.
Realistic reactions. It's not as obvious that the characters are AI, like that type of thing. It's getting close.
Sure, yeah, it's improving really quickly. And
yeah, also, no, I just imagine.
Yeah, and fun fact, if you're using ChatGPT or Midjourney or anything like that, it holds on to your data forever, and you cannot do anything about it. So be careful what you put on there.
Yeah, I don't search certain things.
Oh, God. I imagine it's just going to be like, we're going to have like some sort of like expo, like an AI tech bro expo. And they're just going to play some metal song. And at the very end, it's like, this was made with AI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Artificial ice nine kills. It has to be some combination of that. I know. I see Alex's face grimace for everyone listening on the podcast, but
yeah. And then like they'll have, like the band will be like Death Clock or Hatsune Miku, where it's
see,
just like,
if Death Clock was doing it, you know, it'd be really funny though. It'd be intentionally funny.
Yeah, but just like a fake band. It's like Gorillaz or something like that. Yeah, yeah. It's an AI band.
Final thing before we move on. This is another situation where it would have been better if they responded with nothing. They just said nothing and moved on. It would have been forgotten about. It would have been forgotten about by today, March 28th, on this Memorial Day sale post from May 24th. No one would have cared.
But they wanted the attention. They saw that they had eyes on them. And it's like, how can we go further?
I guess.
Well, screw you guys too. Thanks.
See in concert, losers. Man,
you'll still buy the tickets.
We'll still buy your tickets, but we're not going to enjoy it as much now.
Oh, gosh. It's like we'll just look at you disappointingly.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, with our hands on our hips, like that guy in the basketball meme. Yeah. We now move on. Let's move on to something a little more positive, or potentially positive, I should say. And this is something from the Slipknot camp, and Alex was the one that found this. It was like little clips of this were going around, and I wanted to bring this up here because Jim Root made a statement and some hope for what could be the potential of new Slipknot music. Alex, you still have the article up, and did you want to give the quotes?
I'm pulling it up.
You're
basically
fine.
He was like, we can't tour anymore, guys. Like, we're touring too much. We really want to sit down and write some music. So, as we know, Slipknot is touring a lot. They tour very often. So let's see here. He recently had a big, long interview. It was like 2 hours long. And I sat here and I listened to most of it. I didn't get through all of it.
Good for you, by the way. Good for you.
I had other stuff to do. But anyway, so he's like, you know, we tour all the time. We've been doing a lot of touring. And especially with the introduction of Eloy Casagrande, we had to bring him in and kind of introduce him to the world of Slipknot. We had to introduce, you know, Eloy to all of the fans and really bring him out and welcome him the right way. So we've been touring a lot. He's like, you guys, please stop booking Slipknot tours. I've got material written and we want to sit down and write. And so the coolest part is, he's got at least 6 arrangements ready to go, ready for Clown and Corey to look at.
That's huge.
And he really wants to get their eyes on it so that we can get some new Slipknot music soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I admire the work ethic, honestly. And also I can agree with him too, because like now that Eloy's in the band, I want to hear what Eloy has cooking in the studio.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And I think this is a situation where, for one, that I enjoy the end so far. However, I also am looking forward to the next chapter, because Slipknot is one of the few bands who prides themselves on trying to do something different every album.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Succeeding pretty well with it, too. So I am definitely excited to see what Jim Root has like in the infancy stage of track alignments and guitar tracks. I'm looking forward to see what Corey can do, screaming his head off on top of it. There's potential here. And if that means we might not get Slipknot on the road for 12 months total, that's okay, because that means we'll get more new Slipknot and more touring after that.
If we can get like another album, like on the same level as We Are Not Your Kind, that would be amazing for me.
That was my favorite album that year. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It really cinched like between that and Fear Inoculum.
There you go, for Tool. Yeah. So great stuff. I'm happy about this. Good things are happening. Now, we now go on. This is the other store we're going to talk, have a little bit of a mini discussion about, whereas we go over to lovely England, where they just had Slam Dunk Festival. Big festival. For the most part, it had a good time, right? Most people were okay, so long as you weren't one of the fans at one of the stages who ended up having to go to urgent care. What does that all mean? Well, this has been going and trending quite a while now. for since the last 48 hours or so. First of all, this was sent to me from Corey from Concert Crap. Corey has an amazing Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. If he has given away roughly a bajillion concert tickets to every concert and festival you can imagine. So if you're ever interested in seeing tours and concert tickets and stuff, follow Concert Crap on the socials. It's great. That being said, he made a post about this when it was sent to him, and he sent it to me in kind to talk about this. I'm going to play the video for you. I don't think I can zoom in. Like, oh, maybe I can. Hey, there we go. Alex and Rowan have already seen this. Their reactions were appropriate and exactly what I thought they would be. Let's watch and see how Slam Dunk Fest went, and take notice to the crowd surfers, everybody. I did have to mute it. So here's a crowd surfer. Swap. Here comes a crowd surfer.
You gotta be like scared of.
Here's
like,
another crowd surfer. Womp. Jeez. It's still shocking to me, to the point where the fans are like, just please let me down. Please let me down, to the other fans.
Because please send me down gently, please.
Because they realize, wow, everyone's getting hurt. Now, yeah. One of the actual staff members, actual staff member, not security, is going in there and kind of ripping into them a touch. He's like, oh, it's not my job. So that was the hands up, like, bleh. This went on apparently for quite a while. So it's just going to loop. I'm just going to leave it like that now with this guy. He's okay.
That poor guy. My goodness.
I'm glad he's okay, but like the way he fell, how he laid it on his neck.
And I know. And he wasn't the only one. I'm glad it was grass and like mud and stuff, and it wasn't like concrete. But also, I just look at some of these because he was not the only one. So many, especially the guy in the glass, the security guard in the glass, but the other security guards too, they didn't even have their hands up. They were just watching him go,
Oh, yeah. He like touches his arm, then like puts it away.
And then on top of that, and this is what gets me, just as a human being, even if you're not security, you don't even like rush to him after they land on that and go like, are you okay? He didn't even do that.
You know, he was like, he literally put his arms up. He's like, I'm literally not touching this.
It's part of your job. I've never seen it this bad at a show. And Luke, we've been to a lot of shows. We know this. This is nuts.
We've been to a lot of shows rowdier than this.
Much worse, much worse. And security, part of their job is to help keep the crowd safe.
I think that's number one, actually. That is the top priority.
That is their job. Yeah, yeah.
7-foot tall security guard and brought down.
Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
My point to the it's literally their job to keep people safe, even if it's their own stupidity in a lot of people's eyes for crowd surfing and making that choice.
Yes.
It's still security's job to keep everyone safe, even if they are inflicting the harm. Like, that's still your job, dude. That's why you're here.
And do they not brief the guys beforehand to be like, yeah, this is a rock show. You're going to probably have crowd surfers.
It was their first day ever, and it was at Slam Dunk Fest. The thing is, though,
would still brief them.
Yeah, you would still also see and know what's going on. You would just common sense. Also, Slam Dunk Fest has been going on for a long time, year after year. This is not something new. So they had to have known something like that. Also, this was legitimate willful negligence to a point I haven't seen in a long time. And this goes to the argument like heavies. We love heavies here. Lots of people outing themselves in the comments section here that have never crowd surfed or been to a good concert. That's fine. There's a lot of people saying you crowd surf, you ask what you're getting for. My argument to that is, okay, you're crowd surfing, shows are wild, people can land wrong. Every show I've ever been to, at even the crappiest venues, have had security try to catch someone.
To that point, it is security's job specifically to make sure everyone is safe. Yet you can make the argument that like when you're up on the crowd and you're still in the crowd, that like, you know, there's some risk. But at the same time, too, they are not obligated to help you.
No.
Like people in the crowd. You know what I mean?
And also, I also want to make an argument, too, because I saw some people commenting about this. What about the band? If the band saw this, wouldn't they try to say something? I don't know if they did. And also, they may not have seen it. Like, they're looking down. They might not be seeing down when they're trying to play out to the crowd.
Yeah.
And also, that is not their job either.
Well, and see, the thing is, when you're on stage, the lights are pointing right at you. Yes. You can't really see much further past the edge of the stage. A lot of people forget about that.
Or you're looking at your fretboard or something like that, just to make sure you're playing right.
It's a big crowd. Also, I hate the idea of the guitarist or bassist like standing stage front, looking down, and there's a pile of bodies twitching, not moving, and a security guard just like this.
That dude falling on his neck. It gives me like the chills every single time. He landed so hard. Crowd surfed one time at a Hollywood Undead and Butcher Babies show. You guys know I love the Butcher Babies. Mm-hmm. And so I crowd surfed because they do the climb for your life, right? So they're like Butcher Babies, of course. They're like, okay, go to the back of the crowd. And I want to see you go all the way from the back to the very, very front. And we want to get as many high fives as we can throughout the night.
Okay.
And so I went and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for the first time ever. It's going to be so much fun. This is going to be great. Not really taking into consideration how many Hollywood Undead fans were in the crowd. Oh, a little bit different from Butcher Babies. Listen, it's not going where you think it's going.
I know it's going in a bad situation, but go ahead.
Dude, I make it from the very, very, very back of the pit. And I get all the way to about 5 feet from the front. And I come up on this group of like high school girls. And I kid you not, they just looked at me. And then I'm all, and the sounds my neck made when my head hit the concrete, I still hear those sounds. It was horrendous.
Yep.
That's what I think of every time I see this guy land right on his neck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like all body weight on his neck, too, like full pro wrestling move. It was
Even on the grass, that's the type of thing. You just like land wrong. You could mess something up.
And he could have ended up paralyzed.
Yes. And he's not the only one. I just saw another guy almost land right on his ankle, just hard. And like the fans are like, thank God, just like trying to gently place people down. So those people in the front row are now makeshift security. That sucks, by the way.
That fall is literally what happened to Christopher Reeve.
From the horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
And that staff worker that's showing right now, you can tell she's ready to rip someone's head off. She's like,
that he's in the wrong. When someone on staff, probably higher up, and he's like telling you, you are not doing your job.
It's just my thing. You could at least try. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a safe thing. Like crowd surfers have their own liability. They know what they're signing up for. You could still try to help.
It's your job to help. If things are getting rough in there, that is what you're actually getting hurt.
That is factually what you're getting paid to do. That is correct.
When you're riding the rail, you always know to look back all the time.
It's keep obnoxious. An eye out. Yeah, it sucks, but
it's obnoxious and we hate doing it, but we're not going to let people fall. Like you always look out for the boots coming at your head.
Yeah.
Even if you're not like, even if it's like, oh, I got to carry this guy. It's like, it's still like, you're kind of like, you know, you want to be a good sport, really.
Yeah. Well, I do hope the front row barricade riders at this stage at Slam Dunk got comped something because there were security guards that did not deserve their pay that day. So
they didn't, they didn't.
That guy's going to be feeling things because you got like a clear view of his face and all that stuff. The internet is going to probably do what the internet does best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, always be careful if you're crowd surfing. Take it from Alex. Take it from Slam Dunk. These are not, unfortunately, the only
makes funny noises
because of Hollywood Undead. Undead. Mm-mm-mm.
Butcher Babies.
I just imagine like I forget the name of it. Just imagine like you're like on the floor, just like concrete floor. You're just like in pain. And then in the background, there's just like everywhere I go. That's just like that.
There's blood. Everywhere. And I'm like,
I know, yeah, but that's like, if they're playing that song, I'm like, that is hell.
Are they talking about me?
They just looked at me too. I'm like laying there, I'm all, and they're all, oh, and I'm like, what? You help me out. It was awful. I haven't crowd surfed since.
Concert memories.
Oh yeah, fond memories.
We now move on to the unfortunate segment of the week, because this has become another reoccurring theme where band members are either leaving or parting ways or getting fired left and right from bands. Has this been a trend that you guys have noticed too the last few weeks?
I mean, well, like, I think, based on our earlier subject, it just feels like there's a lot of lineup changes.
Yes, that's a polite way to say it.
Yeah.
Two notable ones. First up, In Flames made the announcement that they parted ways with Tanner Wayne. His dedication to musicianship over the past several years has left and will continue to leave a lasting mark on the band. We wish him nothing but the best. It doesn't say if it was his own thing, or the band said get lost, or it was amicable. They turned off comments for it. Also, Board of Osiris, to our Boo Crew, by the way, Boo Crew is a great name for your band fans. Well done, Board of Osiris. We have some news to share. Lee McKinney, and Born of Osiris are parting ways. We wish him the best with the future endeavors. Our new album will come out July 11th. No, none of our upcoming plans will change with tour. Everything else will go on from Ronnie, Cameron, and Nick. So, again, don't know if that's amicable or he got the axe or he left of his own, but that's two more bands with lineup changes. Apparently, being a band is the most unsteady job you can have right now in 2025.
Well, it doesn't pay super well anymore.
No, it does not. I'd be surprised if it actually even pays at this point. So
merch.
Yeah. And In Flames and Board of Osiris are not small names either. So if it's happening for these guys, then so just wanted to point that out before we move on. And now we get to our, how do I want to put this? Our moron section of the news. First up, one moron who can't learn a lesson. And we talked about this briefly in our group chat. It's worth pointing out because someone can't learn their lesson and no one got hurt. But there's a funny point to this. Roddy Radke has been banned from Instagram again. And it's all his fault. Can't say it's Instagram had something against him. No, this was once again Roddy Radke's fault. What happened was Yeah, he probably feels like he won something out of it, too, because he's already made a fourth account, like a burner account. So I don't know if he bought a new phone or something. That sounds like something he would do.
You could just make a new email, probably.
Well, if it tracks your phone number, though, Instagram does that. So I don't know.
And you can also access your like Instagram from your computer, too.
True. But I don't know if Roddy Radke's smart enough to do that, like to know how to access websites and log in without someone doing it. But regardless, what happened was Roddy Radke changed his profile picture to Chris Motionless. He was trolling Chris Motionless again. 24 hours later, his account was deactivated for impersonation. No word from Chris Motionless again. No word from Motionless in White. Once again, Roddy Radke has tried to troll and has been super obsessed with Chris Motionless. And Chris Motionless has done the ultimate job of trolling back by doing nothing. He has done nothing, and he is still winning over Roddy Radke, swinging wildly.
That's like literally the best thing he could do, because as soon as you respond, you have done what Roddy wanted you to.
Correct.
Wanted you to do.
And also
his acknowledgement.
Yes. And also his perfect response of nothing and not doing anything keeps winning so well, because Roddy Radke is the equivalent of stop hitting yourself, stop punching yourself in the face, and he keeps doing it. So that happened again. There's a campaign from Falling in Reverse fans to free Roddy Radke and get his old account back. This is his third account, by the way, because that keeps happening. He's also had accounts banned on Twitter. If you get banned on Twitter, you have failed as a human being, by the way. But still, that's what's going on with that. And now we get to the other section of idiot news. Dave Mustaine went on another interview for a special documentary that's being made, and he decided to do some more conspiracy theory speech. What about this time? Digging up this conversation about Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell's death being very suspicious. Now, I want to say this first off, and I'm going to lead to a point. He makes the quote that some other people have said. There are a lot of very famous musicians that the rumor has it was executed before they were getting ready to expose PDF file behavior, to put it politely, for our YouTube speak. That's been the background argument for that, even though there's no proof of that. And we keep seeing, we know what happened with losing Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell, who knew each other, by the way. We're very close. Like, go ahead.
No, I just like, look, I understand what he's saying, but at the same time, too, it just feels like in bad taste. Just very like,
this is also 8 years after. So not exactly topical.
Yeah. Like you're saying something now.
Yeah. The reason I point this out, and feel free to take this as you will, never believe anything from Dave Mustaine really going forward unless he's playing guitar. To prove a point, 2012 interview, Megadeth singer Obama is behind Aurora and Sikh temple shootings. That was in 2012. And this was his conspiracy theory there, where he said the country is turning into Nazi America in 2012 because of Obama. Notice that Nazi behavior is actually on the rise in 2025, and Mr. Mustaine has not said a peep. Wow. Don't listen to Dave Mustaine, everyone. Is that fair? Alex is the only one that can impersonate Dave Mustaine, so that's the only form of Mustaine you're allowed to hear.
What do you mean? You don't believe in conspiracies.
That's wild. I didn't know about that 2012 one.
Right.
Like
So you know how I found out when I was looking up the other one, I was like trying to find the article for conspiracy and Dave Mustaine. This one popped up. So there's many out there over the years that he's gone on his diatribes over.
That's wild. I had no idea.
Okay. I gotta ask you guys this question. Who would you rather be stuck in a room with, Dave Mustaine or Roddy Radke?
Dave Mustaine's old and probably just going to mind his own business. But after a while, Ronnie Radke's no.
And I feel like Ronnie, unless here's the thing, Dave would probably just rant, but like, you know, unprovoked. But like Ronnie would, he would egg you on. He would try to like do stuff to
Ronnie Radke has endless younger brother energy and he never gets the attention he wants.
It's like he does like the thing where he just like he hovers his finger right over you and says, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. And it's just like,
and then if you touch him, he starts like, crying. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Dave Mustaine, he'll eventually wear out. And also Dave Mustaine has put out good music, more consistently good music than Ronnie Radke has. Fair. So there's my answer. Any other thoughts on how do I want to put this? Old man Mustaine yelling at clouds.
Old man Mustaine.
That's what it is.
No, it's just like, I never really care. I never really took anything Dave ever said to heart. I just listened to Rust in Peace and I just shut my ears to everything else.
And that's said. and that's the right way to do it. And that's actually what's going to save you a lot of headaches over the years.
Yeah.
I miss the days of when we didn't know every thought from every band or every musician. Like, it's such a weird place to be because we learn about all of these things now because of the internet. So sure. We know everybody has this soundboard and they just go off and then interviews like this come up. And I just miss the days where we didn't know. Yeah. Like, I don't
see, I'm torn between the two. Sometimes like I've had like one of my favorite artists, like learning about them, like how bad they were back in the day through autobiographies and interviews and Twitter and social media. But on the other hand, if they really are a terrible person, I would want to know. So I don't support them anymore.
That's true. Yeah. And that's where I ride that line. And I'm like, it sucks. Like we learn, I don't know, some of the stupid little stuff I could totally do without. Like, what do you mean I have the favorite color green? Like all of this stuff that everybody just spits out that is unnecessary, stupid information. We don't need to know all about that. And it's like, you know what? I really don't like this band anymore because the dude just won't shut up online. I miss the days of that not happening.
And they keep just butting into like discussions that they really have like no, just like no authority to be in, really. Just kind of like they don't have like any
that they have or they have nothing to do with. Yeah. And it's an outdated story 8 years removed.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, okay, why are you talking about this? Like,
and he's what? And he said, like, this is for an upcoming interview. But again, this was also quoted out and has nothing to do with like what's going on in that interview, they said. So he just started ranting.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Well, that's Dave Mustaine in 2025.
I just hate that in general when it comes to like celebrities or something like that. They just say like, oh, hey, I know exactly like what the solution to whatever political issue is. It's just like you're an actor or a musician. Mm-hmm. It's just like what is it about you that says you have the right answer?
Yeah. And also, if they weren't asking you about something very specific like that, why in the world would you go down that route?
Or if they were asking you something specific, at least me personally, if I was in that position, I'd be like, I don't have anything. I don't contribute to that at all. Like my views would be pointless.
Or you could word it a little better. Other than country is turning into Nazi America in 2012 because of Obama. Yeah. So Yeah. So there you go. Alex, do not quote directly Dave Mustaine when you're doing the Dave Mustaine impression, by the way. I do not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't want that tied to you. Yowza.
I'm going to learn how to animate, you know, I'm going to do some little doodles.
Oh, there you go.
Some positive Dave Mustaines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he's talking to like the evil Dave and sweating bullets, I just like to think we just got evil Dave.
Ooh, he jumped out of the mirror and that's the one that's been dealing with us since then. Okay.
Yeah, no, when he's talking about schizophrenia, yeah. Like, we know which Dave we got right now.
Mm-hmm. So there's one thing I wanted to pull up. I have to pull up the link light right now because I forgot to have the link posted. Da-da-da-da. Because this is the last thing. Maybe Dave is lashing out again because there's another benchmark for Metallica. And I'm sure Dave is probably seething right now. Metallica's Black Album certified 20 times platinum and Master of Puppets certified 8 times platinum. Metallica's Black Album is now the best-selling metal album in history, as well as the best-selling Metallica album, obviously. It's that rare double diamond club. Not many albums ever from any artist have achieved that. Black Album has.
That makes sense, though. At least for me, like, and so many other people, I'm guessing. That was such an introductory record for metal.
It is the perfect it really is the perfect introduction of heavy music, rock or metal, however you want to label the Black Album as, and having a good variety and things like that. I know the Kill 'Em All elitists are angry that they heard what I just said, but it's true.
But no, funny true. Enough,
it's like that bridge.
Yeah, it's a bridge.
That was that bridge in my family. My dad was like a teenager during like the 80s, so he was around for the heyday of thrash metal, but he did not like early Metallica. Then when the Black Album came out, he like listened to it, and because it was just like a lot less like less thrashy, he can get more into it, and then he became like an instant fan.
Right.
And even appreciate some of the older stuff afterwards.
Sure. And like, I think Metallica does a good job of that too. Okay. They have this. Did you like Holier Than Thou? You might like stuff on Master of Puppets or Ride the Lightning. Did you like Unforgiven? You might like some of the other stuff too. So like,
you might like Fade to Black. You might like One.
So it's such a good example of what can be done by a band. And Master of Puppets is my favorite Metallica album. So it was cool to see that certified as well. Also, Metallica is still selling out football stadiums throughout the country, and the awesome European tour they announced, they're going to be, I'm a bit jealous about this for Europe. For a lot of the European tours, Metallica will be touring with Gojira and Avatar.
Yeah.
Ooh,
right?
That's cool.
Sign me up. How do I get out there? I think one of them's in Scotland, I think. I'd go to Scotland for that.
Bring it here, please.
Right? So, meanwhile, Dave Mustaine is not doing that well, but I'm sure, man.
Dude, he did a 3-hour interview, like, recently, within the past day or two or something, and he was like, I wrote a lot of that Metallica music. He's, like, really butthurt.
Yes.
He's I wrote a lot of that.
30 to 40 years later.
Dude, we get it. Okay, you wrote the lyrics, or not the lyrics, the riff to Four Horsemen. It's like, we don't care about that anymore. We like your stuff. Be happy about this.
Yeah,
you
that's my thing, too. You
sold millions of albums.
You had decades of success yourself. You could build on that, you know. So.
Yeah, but no, he says that like, you don't have to be in this self, like, you know, loathing state anymore, hating everyone around
you. He says he wrote the music that made Metallica.
Also, he also said that there's conspiracy around Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, and that Obama is responsible for Sikh temple shootings. So are we really going to believe everything he says? Really? Boy, it sucks how we had to tie that around. Congrats, Metallica.
Good job.
Yep. James and Lars are like, thank God. Send him packing. Woof. I think that covers. We ran a little bit longer. I apologize. There was a lot of news, guys, to cover. There was a lot, and we tried to move along the best we could. We now go very briefly. Is there anything else before we go to our upcoming tours and albums that got announced, including a surprise?
I think so.
Okay, we'll go for tours first.
Yeah.
So
cool.
Alex, what do we have for upcoming tours?
Speaking of Avatar hitting the road in Europe with Gojira and Metallica and a couple others, I know Pantera's on that bill as well. Yes. We do have Avatar coming North America. Super stoked about this one. Avatar just streamed and released their new single, Captain Goat. Yes. And they announced a North American tour with Alien Weaponry and Spirit World.
Spirit World's so great. I'm excited for that tour.
This tour is going to be awesome. Definitely catch it in a city near you. Dark Tranquility also announced a European tour celebrating the gallery and character albums. We've got Crowbar and I Hate God just announced a US tour. Yeah. We've also got Whitechapel, a new US tour with Body Snatcher, Angel Maker, and Disembodied Tyrant.
Angel Maker is a great metal band name, by the way. Whitechapel tour is awesome, too.
Whitechapel is awesome.
Whitechapel's off of it. We are Angel Maker. Dang. Okay.
Super light, not heavy at all. Modest Mouse just announced a tour. And As I Lay Dying announced their first tour since the lineup implosion.
Yes.
That's a wild one.
That is the right terminology, by the way. Implosion.
So have they gone into detail if the people that are joining Tim, are they being signed on as full-on members, or are they just supporting the tour?
I honestly don't know.
Does Tim even know yet? Does he even have a full plan?
So this is being billed as an evening with As I Lay Dying. And so this is commemorating the 20th anniversary of the breakthrough album Shadows Are Security. So I have no idea.
So an evening with makes it sound like an acoustic tour. That's what a lot of other bands. Does. But acoustic As I Lay Dying with Tim Lambesis?
An evening with a lot of times means no openers.
The acoustic, acoustic guitar, but with the harsh vocals.
It's like, how quickly
that would solve the problem right there.
It would, it would.
Acoustic.
Ooh, and then it goes all Wes Scantlin style on stage.
It's meaningless.
Anything else? Because that's a lot of good stuff to cover, though, by the way. There's a lot of good tours that got announced this week.
A lot of really good ones. We really hit most of them last week as they all kind of came in at the same time.
Yes.
These are the big ones.
Awesome. Okay. Rowan, how about you for upcoming albums on, make sure I get this right, May 30th.
Yep, that is correct. We have some good ones. And I know, Alex, you know what's coming, by the way. So, okay. First of all, let me start off with an EP. We got classic death metal band Vader coming out with Human Nihility. That's the best you're probably going to get.
Nihility?
Sure.
Human Nihility. Yeah, it's like Human Nihility. Oh my God. Wow.
We trust that there's an album coming out. Yes.
It's an EP, but there it is coming. Look it up. You could find the name so easily. We have The Haunted with Songs of Last Resort coming out. We have Stray from the Path with Clockwork. They surprise dropped or announced that about 2 days ago. Okay. And funny enough, I have some recent history of Stray from the Path. When I saw Spirit Box last month, their lead singer came out to join Courtney for No Loss, No Love. And it was awesome.
That's cool.
I think the guy freshly came back from the gym because keep in mind, I'm like in the very front row. I can see this guy very up close. Even when he gets out on stage, he's already like dripping a sweat and he's in like Gymshark shorts.
Do you think he pours water all over himself? Because I know that was a trick for wrestlers.
Maybe. Feel like that's kind of cringe if you're a rock star, though.
Yeah, but there's a lot of rock stars that are cringe. So.
Yeah, that, to my point, I think that's
okay.
Cringe.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If he did that, I'm not
catch 22. Like, you're cringe lame. If you do this, but if you do this, you're already cringe.
I'm not done yet. We have the Swans coming out. Swans coming out with Birthing. I freaking love Swans. To Be Kind is I find myself coming back to that album a fair amount. And it's I genuinely believe it is like a masterpiece. I'm not even a big noise rock guy.
What album number is this, by the way? Does anyone know?
I think we're in the double digits.
Oh, have to be. I was thinking nearing 20.
Oh, I thought we'd be like in the 19.
Yeah.
Because there was like that time where it was like, there was just a gap in like activity, right?
I can't remember. I don't think that's a carrot.
That is totally a carrot.
No. We got Rivers and Nihao coming out too. We got I can see right now at the chat, a lot of people. Rowan is gone. What the hell does that mean?
Anything else?
Finally.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Alex, you've been waiting for this one. Guys, we have this Friday coming out, Garbage with All, with Let All That We Imagine Be the Light.
So excited.
Yeah.
Love New Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You're staying up till midnight, aren't you?
Yeah.
I enjoyed the first song. I haven't heard anything else. I only heard the first single. I didn't hear what else was put out after that, but I enjoyed it.
The last one's really good, too, if you get bored.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to check out the album on Friday, no matter what. So,
Oh yeah.
I'm a Garbage fan, too. I'm not saying I'm more of a Garbage fan than Alex. I know better, and she could find out where I live, but...
It's not a competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not a competition, but, you know, I have been the one who is stalking
yes. the lead singer. One day, Alex is going to see on our notification for YouTube me interviewing Shirley Manson, and she's just going to... I'm going to hear her scream from three time zones away.
Like, what was that? I feel a disturbance in the force.
She knows. I have to move. I have to get out of here. She's seen it.
Again, for the record, there is no stalking on my part. Just a fan. Okay.
Yes. Oh, she probably has way bigger stalky fans, by the way. So.
Oh, 100%.
So.
That concludes album announcements.
Awesome. Our song of the week this week was my choice. I know there was a lot of worthy entries. I know a lot of people were talking about the new collaboration with Baby Metal and Slaughter to Prevail with Baby Metal's new album Metal Forth coming out. But today we got news of a new Holy Fawn song. Holy Fawn released one of my favorite albums a few years ago, and they released the first new single off their upcoming song. Hopefully new tour dates and the full album announcement is coming. Beneath a Lightless Star. Star is excellent. It is exactly the type of song you could all love if you ever heard anything from Holy Fawn. I recommend this to anyone. It is unique. I love this band. Definitely give it a check it, and I'll pin it in the comments later if you want to check that out. Love Holy Fawn. Again, name of the song, Beneath a Lightless Star, just came out today. So, anything else before we go through Super Chats?
I'm good.
Okay, I think so. I'm just making sure we covered all our bases. Da-da-da-da. From Lone Wolf. So, talking about the Ice Nine Kills AI, found out it's marketing for the next music video. So, film related to AI and a teaser band said, what do we do without Spencer, old man, said AI. So, situation blow way out. I apologize, Lone Wolf. That was a lot. I'm not really sure where you were going for that one. Anyone else? Alex, Rowan? I read that verbatim.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it right now. Can you please add a period somewhere?
So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they do next. That's a good way to say
it. Are they saying that it's been rumored that there's going to be AI used in the music video?
I can see that a lot of bands have been doing that, or even the last 12 months, a lot are still doing that now. So again, in the video I'm making about rock and metal bands using AI that's being edited right now, I use a lot of examples over the recent years. Everyone from Guns N' Roses and Disturbed to Within Temptation to August Burns Red. It's going around a lot. So
yeah.
Also from Shadows Will. As someone who has crowd surfed and worked security at shows with crowd surfing, sometimes the crowd is wrestling with security unintentionally, and that does happen and causes accidents. Happened to me at Sick New World during System of a Down. Oh, that's the worst time. Yowza. So,
I mean, like, we saw the video. That clearly wasn't the case here.
No, that guy couldn't be paid to look at the person falling.
Oh, no, he could be paid. He just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, well, there you go. He couldn't be.
Literally watched him fall on his neck. I'm still not going to get over that.
And then he barely moved. Like, not even the human reaction. Like, are you okay? None of that.
No. Nope.
So. maybe someday I'll take like a screenshot of that and put him in Festival Rocker Flop. It's like, bummer, this is your security for the festival, just as a downside. He
has
earned that infamy. Sorry, he has definitely earned something.
We're gonna have to cancel the show.
What would be the handicap? At that point.
You would have to cancel it eventually, yes, because someone will get hurt too hard.
Exactly. But, okay, yeah, so this guy shows up, show's canceled. Sorry, he's gonna ruin Rocker Flop.
He might, that, but like, that's the point.
Is that just like the big lawsuit happens, entire show is canceled?
Oh, yeah, like Kid Rock ruins everything. Security lawsuit, show's over. Oh, yeah, that sucks.
We don't reroll. That means like the festival is done.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's just like you get no fest. Oh, that sucks. I'll think of we'll think of something, but this guy deserves infamy. Okay, we have to make sure idiocy like that is remembered.
Would that be considered gambling? We're promoting gambling
with your life. Yes. Ugh. Oh, you mean like for a super chat? No, I don't want to do that for the paid super chats. Maybe for ours, when we hit the like goal, maybe for that one, we could do it that way, though. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's book some festivals, everybody.
Ooh.
Every week, when we hit a like goal, we play a little game called Festival Rock or Flop. I apologize for not having the graphic and music ready. I will get that next week. I just didn't have enough time to set up OBS. We have three festivals to book. Thank you so much for the super chats. We have our first festival. We have to name this appropriately.
AI Fest?
I was thinking more of the security one.
Bad
Security Fest?
Broken Neck Fest?
We gotta be more creative.
Ooh, Neckbreaker Fest. Yeah,
there you go. Neckbreaker, yes.
Yeah, there we go. The first band, everyone, for Neckbreaker Fest. Deftones. Someone's getting destroyed at that pit. Yowza. Woof. Number two for Neckbreaker Fest. We got a headliner already, though. Sick Puppies. That's not bad. Okay. Number three. Fever 333, Sweet Mercy. There's going to be so many ambulances and medics.
Dude, this is a Neckbreaker Fest.
At number four for Neckbreaker Fest, the Wiggles will be joining stage to perform their music with the following band. Okay, get ready, everyone. If I had a drum roll, I'd cue it. Here we go. The Wiggles performing Fruit Salad in the style with Lacuna Coil.
Interesting.
Hearing Christina Scabia scream Fruit Salad, you better believe this is an automatic thumbs up. I'm going too. Come on. Who's not going to this? Come on. I know the security is an issue. We will make sure it's addressed. This is too good of a show to mess up. Yeah, Neckbreaker Fest is a name only.
That's like a little disclaimer. We have like a little asterisk next to Neckbreaker.
Your neck is only breaking from headbanging, okay?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, and that could be our merch, like the neck braces, you know, like stylized neck braces you wear around. Ooh, that sell.
Or we just have a t-shirt with like the WebMD image of Whiplash.
Ooh, there you go. And it's like an actual rocker with the image on it too, like a fake one. See, you guys should go into marketing with me. It's good ideas. Yeah. Neckbreaker Fest success. Lots of yeses in the chat too. Come on. Wiggle Coil. Okay. Look, I get it. Because the Wiggles and Lacuna Coil.
No.
Get it? You get it?
Wiggle Coil. Jesus.
Honestly, this lineup.
It's pretty
awesome.
Fun, guys. Come on. Sioux Falls, South Dakota got an excellent show on this one. All right. We now go to Lone Wolf Fest. Thank you so much, Lone Wolf. Number one, Ivan, stop scrounging under my desk, buddy. There's nothing under there, I promise. Number one for Lone Wolf Fest, In Flames, minus a member. We were just talking about him. Number two, the Pixies. Interesting vibe for this festival.
Like both bands, though.
Yeah. Number three, The Ghost Inside. Interesting vibe for this festival. And number four, we got the Pixies twice already. Let's go one more. Place. It's not a double set. Shaman's Heart. Did we just have Shaman's Harvest last week?
We just had them.
Okay,
yeah.
Skip again. Smashing Pumpkins.
Huh.
That's at least in line with the Pixies.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a very divided show. Smashing Pumpkins, Pixies, The Ghost Inside. What was the first one? In Flames.
We'll have two stages.
Yes. The heavy side and the 90s alternative side. Yes, that is perfect. I would go. It's weird, but I would go.
I would go.
Dayton, Ohio has a weird festival, but you know what? Dayton, Ohio gets something.
It's weird, but I like it.
Yeah. I can't argue it, you know. It's not like worth like turning your nose against. So, yeah.
This makes no sense. How much are tickets?
Well, we'll decide that later. We don't rip people off. Lone Wolf Fest is definitely a unique one. I see more yeses. Yes, yes, the wiggle inside. No, the wiggles are not at this festival. No.
Dude, you know it's going to happen. They're going to use wiggles in every name now.
To be fair, I really thought of a great idea when I put the wiggles in. The smashing wiggles. Goodness, someone is grounded in the chat room. All right.
Death wiggles.
Uh-huh. All right. I see more yeses than noes. It's weird, but it works. And last one, and I apologize for running overtime, everybody. Alex and Rowan, I'm sorry. I kind of had a feeling today we'd run overtime because there was so much. Number three, we have Shadows Fest. Here we go. Number one, Tool. Yes. We got a headliner already in Tool for Shadows Fest. Number two, Better Lovers, who I love, 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 the supergroup of Dillinger Escape Plan and Every Time I Die members. Number three, Powerwolf. I can hear my wife squeeing in the other room just at this one. Tool and Powerwolf on the same show is amazing, by the way. I'm already hooked no matter what the next one is. And number four, Rise Against.
All right.
Tool, Powerwolf, Rise Against. I mean, just those three names alone, that makes for something great. So, Alex,
well, and Rowan, love Better Lovers.
Better Lovers is the opener. No, yeah. Better Lovers opener, Rise Against, Powerwolf, Tool. That's an awesome show. I don't know what little town in middle America gets it, but you know what? I'll go to it. I'll travel to it. What's a good middle of the nowhere? Ames, Iowa. You know what, Ames, Iowa? You got a great concert coming to you, or a good little festival coming to you. There's my wife squeeing in the chat right now for Powerwolf on cue. Yes. Tool and Powerwolf. That's a festival, hard yes, lol, yes, yes. Metalcore, mathcore, power metal, and politically charged punk, yes. And also, yes, Rise Against announced their new album as well, along with Chevelle announced their new album. They both announced their new albums today. They're coming out later this year. It was a big week. Wiggle Wolf, stop. No, the Wiggles are not here either. Stop ruining our good festival run. We had three perfect festivals. Thank you so much for tuning in, though, everyone.
Wiggle Against.
Mm-hmm. Alex and Rowan, do you have anything? Alex, do you have anything you would like to close with before we start wrapping things up?
All good here.
Awesome. Rowan, how about you?
I mentioned it before, but I feel like I'm not going to get another chance. Listen to Dead Throne by Devil Wears Prada. It's such an amazing record. Seriously, highly recommend.
So you recommend Dead Throne from Devil Wears Prada. Alex recommends the new Garbage album coming out this Friday. Is that correct? I recommend the new Holy Fallen song. That's the song of the week. I'll pin that in the YouTube comments. That edited video about rock and metal in AI is coming sooner than later. It's being in an editing process right now. Thank you so much. Thank you for hanging with us in overtime. Finally, Alex, joke of the week. What do you have for us? And can you get Rowan or I to laugh?
I don't know. After last week, I think it's only...
Last week was a shot down. Improvement. Last week was a step down, but let's see if you can rebound off this one.
I made one Gen Z-er laugh, and I'm proud of that. That's a hard feat.
I guess. So
I'm proud of that.
Way to go.
It wasn't Rowan, but whatever.
Way to go.
Okay. When does a doctor get mad?
I don't have like a funny answer besides working in healthcare for 9 years. So I don't have anything. Rowan?
That's not funny. No.
I know it's not. Nothing, Rowan. All right. We don't have answers. What is it?
When he runs out of patience.
You got the laugh right out of Rowan and the facepalm. That was an instant laugh too. Yep. Yeah.
Good one.
It's so bad. That's why I'm laughing.
That is literal.
I'm not saying it doesn't count, but still.
That is something a dad texts to his adult daughter while at the doctor's office and is proud of themselves. So the rebound succeeded. Alex is on the winning streak again. Tomatoes are in the chat already. The devil, wears wiggles. Goodness. Now you're being disrespectful.
No. It's the Wiggles wear Prada.
That's better. The Wiggles wear wiggles. Now you're just getting ridiculous. Oh, someone else said they laughed too. You know what? You got so many people in the chat also commenting that they laughed at this one. Yep. hospital emotes.
Hospitals. They're literally throwing hospitals at me.
Oh, you got a raffle? I haven't seen a raffle on a chat in a long time. Less tomatoes, because that was, wow, that is praise right there, Alex. You really got a good one this time.
You're slowly turning, though. You're slowly getting into it.
It's like, I can't throw all the tomatoes. That was actually decent.
It's like, okay, fair enough. You only get one tomato.
Thank you so much, everyone. It was funny, but I've heard it before. That's okay. What do you mean? Alex makes every single joke on her own every single time. What are you talking about?
On the spot. What are you talking about? Yes. I just thought of that.
This was improv. What do you mean? Someone threw a burger. There you go. Someone else left. You know what?
Got some protein in. Good.
You can throw burgers at me. That's fine. Oh, no.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, darn. Please don't throw burgers at me.
Don't throw fries either. I would hate that.
Don't throw chocolate milkshakes either. That would be the worst.
Please, no.
Thank you all so much. Sent another super chat real quick. Oh, the clip was the band. Oh, from Lone Wolf. Just clarifying. The clip was the band saying, what do we do without Spencer? Because he's gone in the last music video. Then the man said, we use AI. So AI Spencer, AI Films. Oh, the last music video, Spencer's gone. So they say, what do we do in the next video? Okay. AI Spencer Charnas. That could be a thing. We'll just sit with that for now. While we run out of patience and hope that whoever went to poor Slam Dunk Fest has recovered appropriately, because sweet mercy, they're going to need it.
Take care of your necks
and legs and limbs and everything else. Thank you so much, everyone. We will see you next week. Ice Nine Wiggles. Jeez.
Is Happy Hamburger Day.
Oh, Happy Hamburger Day. Every joke is copyrighted by Alex. Yes, that is correct. She has a patent.
Yeah.